This is GQDN for Friday, October 27th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by swiftenergy.gg. Go get your coupon called Quest. Once you get all your stuff, it'll be in the checkout page. Put in the code Quest and you get 25% off of your purchase. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Fallout news, Disney Dreamlight news, and more news about Unity. But today we talk about BlizzCon because it's gonna be next weekend. And MMO Champion said that the schedule is out. So, what can we expect? Day one, the opening ceremony starts at 2 o'clock and goes to 3 o'clock, and that is EST. Now, World of Warcraft will have what's next. It'll be after that. It starts at 4:30 and goes to 5:30. Overwatch 2 will have a deep dive. World of Warcraft Classic will have what's next. Hearthstone goes what's next, and then Warcraft Rumblings will be the end of day one. Day two at 2 o'clock, I'm sorry, at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, World of Warcraft will have the deep dive. Overwatch 2 will have what's next. And then Diablo 4 will have the campfire chat. Then it'll be community night. So there we go. That is what the schedule looks like. Now, with that, if you are going to attend BlizzCon, the Blink store is up for you. And I did do a search for it, and I have the page up at blink.gear.blizzard.com. And you will be able to purchase a hat, a sweatshirt, pullover, another sweatshirt with some art to it. Oh, Tracer, the lady. Yep, that's Overwatch. Some Diablo dice. And the Lilith as a print. You could also get an Alexstrasza plush. An Overwatch 2 white hockey jersey. A Diablo 4 black hockey jersey. A World of Warcraft black hockey jersey. And a commemorative keychain, along with some other stuff to go with it as well, like mats and backpacks, more sweatshirts, figurines, plushies, all very good stuff. It's all separated in the different categories. It goes to Hearthstone, Diablo, World of Warcraft, Overwatch, Warcraft Rumble, all of that stuff. So go check out that page. Now, Wowhead said that the Q&A will be after BlizzCon. So, this is the Blue Post from Kaivax. Quote, this year we plan to release World of Warcraft Q&A video soon after BlizzCon. We'll take the questions for the Q&A from you, both at BlizzCon via forum threads that will be open on Friday, November 3rd. We'll ask to submit questions on the latest WoW and WoW Classic updates, and we'll answer as many as we can in the Q&A video. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at BlizzCon. We'll be talking about that tomorrow, for sure. But now on to the daily stuff. So, according to BC Gamer, Unity, which we've talked about before, is back in the news. Why? Because that was a complete debacle. So, Unity tried to push out some controversial change and the way it did business. And that was a reactive or retroactive fee from the devs from the install of the game, so long as they used Unity to make the game. Well, because of that, John Ricasetto, I'm sorry if I butchered the name, did step down. And he did apologize to the community by calling them effing idiots while he was talking about monetization. So, that was not the only thing that he said. Quote, half of the people in that meeting said that this model is too complicated. It's not going to be well received, and we should talk to people before we do this. They obviously did have conversations with people, but not enough. We had this meeting and were told it was happening, but we're not told to a date. And before we knew that, it was out there. Well, that was some of the people that was talking about that. And that was a source that came from Mobile Gamer that did say that. So they did lay off 600 employees, and we're talking about Unity again, because Unity did that because they lost a lot of money over the last 18 years. So since they lost all that money, well, a lot of things did have to change. So now we get to some good news. Well, PlayStationLifestyle.net was talking about PlayStation because Eric Lempel, the Sony Interactive Entertainment executive, did say that PlayStation was indeed fortunate with some high-quality first-party games. And they did get some very high Metacritic scores and how the productions were managed. So Sony was humbled via the PlayStation Studio games and how they came out. Well, Lempel was quizzed about that, about Sony's reputation, along with releasing some good quality games. In his response, he did acknowledge that PlayStation is fortunate, did have some really good quality in those games. So here's what he said in a direct quote. It comes down to how we're managing the studios and each individual title. It's our focus on quality. That's what's most important. It represents PlayStation. And then he started talking about the Metacritic scores. Quote, we're humbled by how good these titles are. In some cases, behind the scenes, we will do a lot to make sure the studios have what they need to put quality title. Now, PlayStation is now expected to have some very good sales for Christmas time. Christmas time! Yeah, I know, it's Halloween, damn it. But still, this is what they're expecting. Because of the Eurogamer, the releases of Marvel Spider-Man 2. Lempel got back on the quotes, and this is what he said. Now we're excited that anyone who wants a PlayStation 5 will be able to get one. Because PlayStation 5 was very scarce and in high demand. In fact, they're looking to ship about 25 million in this next financial year, and that's before April 2024. And the financial results did ship 41 million PlayStation 5 consoles. And that's a total worldwide of August 2023. He did also talk about VR 2. And what he said was, the VR category is important to us. It's a category that can help us with innovation. It's never going to be the only way people play games, but I'm happy we're in it. There are great experiences to be had, and consumers really like it, but it's a nascent business for us. It's something that we want to be part of, but it's not the core proposition we have this season. PlayStation 5 is the core. Well, maybe some Disney Dreamlight will be on it. Because Polygon did say that Disney Dreamlight won't be free at launch. Now, Disney Dreamlight Valley will be out of early access on December 5th. It was planned to be free to play with in-game purchases at its full release. But the developers said, nah. So here's what they said in the blog post. Quote, this choice ensures that Disney Dreamlight Valley will be able to continue delivering on a premium game experience for all players. It's important to us that we maintain our promise to keep delivering free content updates that add new characters, realms, clothing, furniture, and more surprises to your valley. The base game will cost $40. The Cozy Edition will cost $50, which will include the physical copy of the game. It'll also have 14,500 moonstones and a cottage house skin, 5 raccoon companion skins, and a Cheshire cat sweater. Nice. As well as a physical poster and a sticker sheet. The gold edition will be $70, and we'll have that stuff along with an expansion pass. We'll have 15,000 moonstones and a capybara animal companion and the flower cottage house and an avatar costume. So there you go, December 5th. Go have fun with it. You're paying for it now. But you might be paying for something else here if this does happen. GamesRadar.com says that the Fallout co-creator wanted to go to China and Russia. So Tim Kaine did some talking and he said, quote, well, it would have gone 3D. The only reason we didn't do it is because it wasn't viable. I would have gone in different parts of the world. One thing I've told people is we used to talk about because Fallout America was very much in the jingoism of America. We wanted to explore China and Russia. We were like, we don't know enough about this, so we would have to find someone. We would have had to do hires. We need someone who really knows Russia day-to-day life and could tell us what did 50s Russia think in the future what could be, and what did the 50s China think what the future would be. I wanted to explore that. Interesting. So what if it went to Russia? Remember, tomorrow, BlizzCon. We'll talk about that and have our predictions on twitch.tv/dawnforge, 6 p.m. showtime, 5:30 for the pre-show. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.